Bye-bye.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You rescue me, me rescató. You rescue me, me rescató.
Welcome to Liberating the Oppressed with your host, Pastor Edmundo Rivera.
Dios te bendiga. Bienvenidos al programa Libertando al Oprimido con el Pastor Edmundo Rivera.
God bless you. God bless you tonight. You had a beautiful night. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. We thank the Lord for what he has done here in Palm City at the Good News Station. And God bless you to all. Dios te bendiga a los que están escuchando en esta noche. Estamos en gozo porque el Señor es grande y misericordioso. Today I'm all by myself. My children are home. My wife feels a little bit sick, so I ask you to pray for her as well. But I'm here with Pastor Dave and the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. No estoy con mi esposa. Mi esposa se sienta un poquito mal. Ni los hijos míos están en casa. So espero que la iglesia ore por ella. Aleluya, y el Señor es grande, misericordioso. So you're going to hear me speak in English and in Spanish. I'm going to do a dual thing today. Yes, we're going to have fun. Hallelujah, but we have something really beautiful today. A message that I was listening to. Hallelujah, a good friend of mine. Hallelujah, and I was just thinking about something he mentioned. And I said, wow, sometimes we forget the wonderful things that God do for us. And it's in the Bible. So I invite you to go and get your Bibles, open it up, have it ready. But before we even begin, I like to say to my darling wife, Gisela, that's home listening at this time, God bless you. I miss you. I wish you were here at this time. My children, Eli, Matthew, and Caleb, they're usually always here with me. And but I'm here with Pastor Dave. So that's an excellent thing. Before we even begin to read the Bible and get into the message, I'd like to pray. Hallelujah. So I ask you to bow your heads down wherever you are found and let us in communion and pray to the Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you for the opportunity you are giving us to be on the radio and preaching the word. Hallelujah. It's needed in this time. Lord, I ask you to, hallelujah, to bless my mouth and that I can say exactly what you want to say for all those who are listening can hear your voice, not mine, but your voice. And they can understand that you are calling the church, you are calling everyone to a repentance, for you are coming sooner than what we think. I thank you, Lord, and this I ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles with you, I'd like you to invite you to open your Bibles to the book of Matthew. Yes, Matthew chapter 20 and verse 28. Hallelujah. Once again, chapter 20, Matthew chapter 20, verse 28. Hallelujah. And the Bible and the Word of God is read in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And the church says, amen. I will read it in English and I'll read it also in Spanish. And it says as this, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as ransom for many. In Mateo 20, versículo 28, dice así. Como el Hijo del Hombre no vino para ser servido, sino para servir y para dar su vida en rescate por mucho. And in other Bibles, that part says, vine para dar mi vida por la salvación de muchos. Oh, hallelujah. Today we are going to be speaking about ransom. And in Spanish, ransom is called rescate. Rescate de tu vida. That means it's paying. Someone is paying, hallelujah, for you in ransom. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, there are a few points that I'd like to speak to you about today. Hallelujah. Did not come to be served. Jesus did not come to be served by us. Hallelujah. He came to serve. Hallelujah. He came to serve us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Bible also talks about he gave his life as ransom for many. Once again, he gave himself, hallelujah, on the cross of Calvary to give us salvation, life in abundance. Hallelujah. Tonight, I want to talk to you about the ransom. Hallelujah. What you are worth to Jesus. Once I was listening to this music and a friend of mine singing this song, I started to think about the ransom. How much did God give? Hallelujah. How much did God, did Jesus paid for me? For my salvation. And I wasn't a good guy all the time. I did my things. And you have your secrets. Now, I know there are many people that have their secrets out there. And they understand. Ahora, yo sé que yo no soy un hombre perfecto. Nunca he sido un hombre perfecto. Pero yo te pregunto, aleluya, ¿cuánto fue que el Señor pagó por ti? Hallelujah. How much did God pay for you? Hallelujah. What did God do, hallelujah, to redeem humanity with him? Hallelujah. What did he do? Something that's very important, hallelujah, that he did. Hallelujah. He paid a ransom. Oh, hallelujah. Algo que pasó con Jesucristo. Que él hizo que fue muy importante. Hallelujah. Santo. And we ask ourselves, what was the price that Jesus, hallelujah, paid for you? What was the price? Hallelujah. Damos gracias al Señor Santo porque Él es grande y misericordioso. You can call us at 772-221-1100. You can text, hallelujah, at 706-414-5827. Hallelujah. I don't know. Let's check. Hallelujah. And I ask today for all those who are listening, the year's fast approaching, ending, what you have done all this year, I ask you to stop and think about what was the cost. Hallelujah. Hello, God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Rivera. How you doing?
I am doing pretty good. This is my darling wife. She's on the phone. Yes. How are you?
He don't recognize my voice.
No.
It's okay.
How are you? You okay? The boys are taking care of you? Los nenes te están cuidando.
Oh. Of course, Papi. Of course.
Okay. That's
actually
good.
Actually, the theme is for me.
Okay.
You rescue me. en termos anoche, ¿verdad? Yo me excuso porque tengo la parte lumbar, my lumbar. It's a little bit a hard time for my back. But it's okay. We are champs in God.
Yes.
And I know my husband do pretty good. And I'm very proud with him because he's a good fighter, a good soldier. He's very appointed everything. And I know tomorrow we have a beautiful activity. I know you talk about that.
Yes, I'm going to be talking about exactly that and near the ending of the other message. And I will explain to them.
Pues déjame aprovechar entonces para anunciarlo rapidito. Mañana tenemos una actividad, una cena familiar. Celebrando la Navidad en la Iglesia Casa de Refugio. Tomorrow we have a beautiful celebration dinner, appreciation dinner for a good guest that helping us in an old year and to travel to Puerto Rico. So this is our time to say you guys thank you and you are very welcome. We start 6:30. I want to say hello, Sister Barbara, if she listened that night. And Don't ask me why or how we do our celebration tomorrow. Ask me what's the menu. Ask me for the good things. We are prepared for you guys. So we are waiting. We are excited for tomorrow. And please don't forget me in your prayers, please. And God bless you. And papi, deja tu usar por el Señor. Yo sé que todo va a estar bien. God is in control ever, ever, ever. Amen.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. This is happens when you put your matrimony in God's hands. And I thank the Lord for a beautiful wife you are. You are also a trooper. You are a soldier in Christ. And I should be home soon. Okay? Gracias, mi amor. Te amo. Love you.
De nada. And tomorrow you'll taste the good food for the hands for the Pastor Raymundo Rivera.
Woo-hoo! Yes. Okay.
So God bless you, papi. Bye-bye.
God, okay. Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This was my that was my darling wife. She could not be here. She excusing herself. And also we're gonna have our Christmas dinner tomorrow. To all those who are in Palm City, they wanna stop by and grab something and listen to our sermon tomorrow. They wanna worship with us tomorrow. We are located at 770 34th Street in Palm City. This is the old Palm City area, and it's the Palm City Civic Center, and the service begins at 6:30. Hallelujah. 6:30, we have our Bible class in Spanish and English, and then at 7 is the main service, and this is where we're going to have our small reflection, and we're going to honor those who blessed us on our trip to Puerto Rico to help all those who were in a disaster, and we're going to, whatever we can, what we are put together, to say thank you for all the people who helped us on our trip, to bless others who were in really need and had nothing. So tomorrow is going to be a really nice day. So I invite you all. Amen. So let's continue to our service. Hallelujah. And it says, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, hallelujah, and to give his life as ransom for many. Como el Hijo del Hombre no vino para ser servido, sino para servir, y para dar su vida en rescate por muchos. Hallelujah. Dios te bendiga a los que nos están escuchando. Hallelujah, Maritza. Dios te bendiga, Gisela. Dios te bendiga. Hallelujah. And we find ourselves that sometimes we say we are not worthy, or we find ourselves that we are more, we listen to Satan and his messages in our mind, because he attacks your mind and he says you are not worthy, you are not worth nothing. And we rebuke the devil, hallelujah, because you were brought as ransom on a cross. Hallelujah, in Calvary. Tú fuiste comprado, aleluya, en una cruz, en aleluya, en Jerusalén, y aleluya, en el Calvario, y ahí mismo, aleluya, Jesús fue clavado en la cruz, Santo Jesús, aleluya, y por su sangre, aleluya. En otras palabras, el Señor dio él mismo como rescate a su Padre, aleluya, para unirnos nuevamente con el Padre, y él se usó él mismo, aleluya. In other words, Jesus, on the cross of Calvary, he allowed himself, hallelujah, to be crossed, hallelujah, to be crucified on the cross, and he bare the weight of sin, hallelujah, of all the world, hallelujah. So once again, the Father and us, we can unite once again. We can have a relationship, but it costs something. And that was the blood of Christ. The life of Christ on the cross, hallelujah, was given as ransom for you. For you. If you're listening to me, hallelujah, and you find yourself behind bars and you say, it is over for me, you rebuke the devil and you say, no, for Jesus died on the cross for you.
Si tú te encuentras en este momento detrás de unas rejas, aleluya, y el diablo te ha metido en la mente que tú no sirves y se acabó todo, aleluya, es mentira del diablo, porque Jesucristo murió en la cruz por ti. Aleluya. You see, now that we are fast approaching the new year, and in Christmas, I hear a lot of people that says, I don't like Christmas. And I say, why don't you like Christmas? He said, I don't know. I just don't like it for such a reason. Or maybe their childhood, they were raised by themselves, or something have happened. They were always by themselves. They, you know, some people don't receive gifts, or they really had a really rough life. But today, I'm telling you that we celebrate today on Christmas, hallelujah. Not that Christ was born on Christmas, but it was chosen that we can celebrate the birth of Christ, hallelujah. And when this, hallelujah, child was born, hallelujah, it was promised to us that this child will bear the weight of sin. He will bear the weight of the world on his shoulder, and he will redeem us, hallelujah. He will die on the cross for you and for I, for all of us, aleluya. Y Jesucristo, cuando fue, aleluya, la cruz, aleluya, antes de ese momento fue un niño, aleluya, y él fue prometido del Padre hacia nosotros, aleluya, mi alma adora, santo Jesús. Y Jesucristo, ese niño, aleluya, había un propósito, y ese propósito era que él iba, aleluya, darnos, aleluya, él mismo como rescate por el pecado que nosotros heredamos de Adán y Eva, aleluya. Nosotros, santo Jesús, aleluya, fuimos comprados, aleluya, porque teníamos pecado, aleluya, que no se podía quitar, aleluya. Tenía que ser por sangre. Mi alma te adora. You see, we bear, hallelujah, sin from Adam and Eve. Now, this sin could not be washed away. It cannot go out, and you cannot put bleach on it. You cannot do anything to take it away. The only reason, the only way you can remove sin from you is if you repent. You repent from your sins. You repent from what you're doing. I have to do this every day because the world, hallelujah, the evil man, the, hallelujah, Satan and his demons attack us constantly. So we bear the fruit, hallelujah, of Adam and Eve. And Jesus said, I am going to break this so the creation, my Father's creation, can be free. But I must give myself as a ransom. I have to buy. Now, how did this man, how did Jesus Christ do this? First, he had to be transformed, hallelujah, to be 100% man, being 100% God. And he chose a woman, hallelujah. And this woman was of a pure nature. This woman was blessed, and she was chosen. She was blessed among all women. And we still talk about this woman, name is Mary, that she let herself be used, hallelujah, by the Holy Ghost. And then a fruit was bared in her womb. And hallelujah, we have our Christ. And this child is born. But the child had a purpose in life, and this child needed to do things, hallelujah. They were going to mark, hallelujah, everyone's life forever, and then we were going to be free from what he was going to do. And I could imagine Christ as a child, he will tell Mary and Joseph, one day I'm going to die on a cross. I am going to give my life a sacrifice, hallelujah, so you can be free of all the sins that you bear. I will, hallelujah, carry the burden of this world on my shoulder. And I can imagine that Joseph and Mary said, my child is thinking too much. He is a dreamer. But little by little, they understood that this child was special. That this child was of a special breed. And he had something. There was a connection between him and his Father in heaven. He knew what to do. Jesucristo, aun cuando era niño, le decía a su madre, aleluya, en la tierra, porque él era 100% hombre y era 100% Dios. Y él le estaba diciendo, yo me imagino mis palabras, y él le decía a su madre y su padre, vendrá un día que voy a morir en la cruz como sacrificio, aleluya, como rescate de las almas, aleluya, voy a dar mi vida en la cruz, aleluya, como precio, un sacrificio puro hacia mi padre, aleluya. If you were to call, you could call us at 772-221-1100. Hallelujah. You can call me on my phone, 706-414-5827. Hallelujah. And again, our theme, our subject word that we use and we use every time we preach a sermon, it's called ransom, rescate. What Jesus did for us on the cross, he gave himself complete to us. He said, Father, I will do something, hallelujah. I will die on the cross. I will become that ransom that is needed, hallelujah, so the world's sin can be washed away. He gave himself on the cross for us. So on Christmas, we celebrate the birth of our Jesus Christ, our promise given to us. A promise that was given to us by the Father. A Redeemer, hallelujah, a King shall be born. And this child shall bear the weight of the world on his shoulder. You are part of that world. So if you find yourself right now thinking about, well, this world, hallelujah, or this year is fast approaching and it's going to end and we're going to start a new year, what better gift you can give Jesus Christ by giving your heart to Christ and say, Lord, Lord, we celebrate the birth, hallelujah, of your son Jesus Christ on this world. I want to give myself as a gift to Jesus Christ. En este tiempo en cual estamos viviendo, tú te encuentras, aleluya, pensando, ya el año ya ha pasado. Y ya un año nuevo empieza. Y qué mejor, aleluya, regalo que tú puedes darle a Jesucristo, aleluya, al Padre. Que tú puedas decirle al Padre, Padre, yo me quiero entregar mi vida al Señor Jesucristo, mi Salvador, como un regalo de mi alma, aleluya, de mi cuerpo y de mi espíritu. Lo más importante que el ser humano puede hacer es decirle al Señor, te doy gracias porque me rescataste, aleluya, del infierno, me rescataste, aleluya, de toda mi maldad. Y te doy gracias por mi salvación. In this fast approaching year, hallelujah, that you can give Jesus Christ and say, Lord, I want to give Jesus a gift. I want to give my life. I want to give my heart, soul, hallelujah, my body and my spirit. Give your whole entity to our Lord Jesus Christ and say, I accept you, Jesus Christ, as my personal Savior. You have the opportunity, hallelujah, because this year is fast ending and we are going to have a new year. And what more beautiful it can be that you start the new year by being a born again Christian. How beautiful it is that you can go to, hallelujah, my colleague, Pastor Dave, at his church and say, I want to give my life to Christ this Sunday. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. You don't have to be in Jensen Beach. You can be, hallelujah, at another church in where you want to go or you want to visit me at my church. And you can say, hallelujah, Pastor, I want to give my life to Christ. I want to give my life, hallelujah, as a gift to our Jesus Christ, to our Savior. Oh, hallelujah. At this time, I would like to play a little music, hallelujah, from my good friend Isaías Pagán from his CD, Oxygen.
Searching for someone who loves me. And all my days I've been searching for someone who cares. All my life I've been searching for someone who loves me. And all my days I've been searching for someone who cares. I will worship, freely worship. I give my everything, and I will bow down to you now, my Savior, Lord and King. You forgave me, you have saved me. Your grace is deeper than the sea. Your presence consumes me, renews me. Your love has rescued me. You rescued me. Oh, you rescued me. Oh, you rescued me. Oh, you rescued me. Oh,
toda mi vida he buscado alguien que me ame. He buscado alguien que se ocupe de mí. Toda mi vida he buscado alguien que me ame. En mis días he buscado alguien que cuide de mí. Voy a adorarte libremente. Todo de mí, vengo a inclinarme ante ti, Señor Rey Salvador. Me perdonaste, me salvaste. Tu gracia es más profunda que el mar. Tu presencia me consume, me renueva. Tu amor me rescató.
You rescue me.
You rescued me.
Hallelujah. Can you put it both? Hallelujah. The Lord is coming soon. He has sent his child. Hallelujah. He has sent his child, hallelujah, his only begotten son, to die on the cross. A ransom was the price paid to release a slave from bondage. Jesus often told his disciples that he must die on the cross. But here he told them why to redeem all people from the bondage of sin and death. Hallelujah. Dios te bendiga, Santa. Hallelujah. Dios te bendiga mucho. El Señor es grande. Santo, pronto vamos para allá a verte también. Hallelujah. If we look in the Bible, John 3:16, this is a verse everybody knows. Hallelujah. Vamos a buscar en Juan 3:17. Todo el mundo conoce cuál es Juan 3:17. And it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Y dice, porque de tal manera amó Dios al mundo que ha dado su Hijo unigénito para que todo aquel que en él cree no se pierda, mas tenga vida eterna. Now it is clear in the Bible that God, hallelujah, sent his son, hallelujah, and as a ransom for us. We were brought by the cross. We were brought, hallelujah, to salvation because Jesus loved us so much. The love of our God, of our Savior, was so much, hallelujah, that he had to do something to redeem us. A price was paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, this blood that I am talking about can transform you. This blood that I am talking about over 2,000 years ago can heal you. The blood that I am talking about can change your life, hallelujah, from where you find yourself, hallelujah, into the glory and the presence of our Jesus Christ. The blood that I am talking about can do wonders that the doctors can't do, hallelujah, in an operating room, hallelujah. If you find yourself in this situation and you've tried everything in the world but you have not tried Jesus, this, hallelujah, this year, hallelujah, this Christmas, hallelujah, give yourself as a gift, hallelujah, to Jesus Christ. And say, Lord, I thank you because you rescued me. You rescued me from my sins. You rescued me from, hallelujah, from my, hallelujah, my world in which I found myself. Hallelujah. It is so beautiful that you can see men and women being transformed. Hallelujah. Está lindo cuando, hallelujah, podemos ver que por la sangre en cual yo estoy hablando, hallelujah, resucita a los muertos. La sangre en cual yo estoy hablando, hallelujah, es el médico de excelencia. En la sangre en cual yo estoy hablando transforma el hombre. Hallelujah. La sangre en cual yo estoy hablando hacen maravillas en ti, en tu vida, en tu familia. This blood that I am talking about can do wonders that the world could never do. So I ask you to call me. 772-221-1100. 706-414-5827. For all those who are listening, this Christmas, this is important. Hallelujah. 2018 is fast approaching. Every day that goes by is a day that Jesus Christ comes closer. Hallelujah. So this is the time that you say, Lord, I want to be rescued. Hallelujah. By you. I want to be rescued by you. I want to give my heart to you, Lord. Aleluya, en este año, cada día que se pasa, aleluya, es un día que se acerca el Señor, es un día que el Señor viene, aleluya, para salvar el mundo, aleluya, es un día, aleluya, que va a levantar, aleluya, la iglesia de este mundo. Every day that goes by is the day that our Lord Jesus Christ comes closer. Hallelujah, the Bible says that he will return to get a church that's pure. a church that has been washed in the blood of the Lamb, and its clothes are pure and white as snow. You cannot go to heaven with some blemishes in your clothes. You cannot go to heaven by not confessing all your sins. You cannot go to heaven by lying your way through things. You cannot go to heaven still having chains wrapped around your feet. You cannot go to heaven, hallelujah, sleeping with somebody else's wife, or sleeping with another woman that's not your own wife, or you living in fornication. You cannot go to heaven if you are living, hallelujah, and you are, the Bible says, if you are a drunken. You cannot go to heaven if you are doing drugs. You cannot go to heaven if you are a constant liar. You cannot go to heaven if you are a thief. You cannot go to heaven if you're doing wrong. You cannot go to heaven if you are doing all these things. So you need to repent and you say, Lord, forgive me for I have sinned. Forgive me for what I am doing. Hallelujah. Forgive me. Hallelujah. If you are with the same person, well, then get married so the blessings of God can continue to be with you. Hallelujah. But you cannot live the way you're living and expect to go to heaven if you are living in sin. This is the opportunity to say, Lord, I give myself to you as a gift. I give you my heart, my soul, and I give, hallelujah, everything to you. En este momento, es el momento preciso, porque tú no puedes ir al cielo si tú estás viviendo, aleluya, con una mujer que no es tuya. Aleluya, tú no puedes ir al cielo si tú estás bebiendo y eres un borracho. Tú no puedes ir al cielo si estás acostándote, aleluya, con otro, el del mismo sexo. La Biblia dice que esto es abominación al Padre. You cannot go to heaven if you are, hallelujah, living a life of the same sex, because the Bible says this is an abomination to him. Hallelujah. So you have to repent. You have to be with your hands clean to heaven. You got to be clean. Your hands got to be without any sin to enter the kingdom of heaven. This is the time to say, Lord, hallelujah. This is the time to say, Lord, forgive me. I have sinned. I have done things that are abomination to you. I have done things that are not correct in your eyes. Hallelujah. I have done things that are against the word. Hallelujah. Your Bible. So today is the day that I want to say, Lord, forgive me for my sins. I repent from what I am doing. And Lord, make me a new man. Make me a new woman. Amen. Dios te bendiga. Hallelujah. Este es el momento para cambiar tu vida. El Señor viene ya pronto. You see, there's a lot of people that are still sleeping. The church is still sleeping. And they accepted a lot of things of the world. But the Bible is the same word over 2,000 years ago. It's the same word, hallelujah, today. And it'll be the same word another 1,000 years to come. It's not going to change. If you're not clean, if you are not living a holy life, if you're not living a word, your life according to the word of God, how can you expect to go to heaven? How can you expect the heavens to open? How can you expect, hallelujah, Jesus to call you if you cannot hear him because your ears are still dirty? Ooh, hallelujah. Ella, God bless you. Amen. This is the time to say, Lord, rescue me. Rescue me. I need you to rescue me. Hallelujah. Because I know Jesus is coming soon. I know the word. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming to you. You have a lot of ministers, hallelujah, that are washing with a little soap sin. And they know, hallelujah, according to the word of God, this cannot happen. The word is pure. Hallelujah. If you're doing something wrong, hallelujah, you must repent from your sin. And the Bible says, go and do not sin anymore. So this is the opportunity to say, Lord, rescue me. Rescue me. The year is coming. God, he put his own son as ransom so he can buy. Hallelujah. He can purchase. Hallelujah. He can wash our sins
The burden of this world was on his shoulder. And now's the opportunity you have. You see, God has given you so many opportunities and you have given him his back. But the Lord is telling you tonight, this is the opportunity. Tonight is the night to say, I accept you, Lord Jesus Christ, as my personal Savior. Because the world, hallelujah, the word of God is always present in your face, in your life. It's always there. Now we look at John, hallelujah. John 3:17. The Bible says, For God sent his son into the world, hallelujah, not to condemn the world, but that the world, hallelujah, may be saved, hallelujah, through him. Let's read that again. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Porque no envió a su hijo al mundo para condenar al mundo, sino para que el mundo sea salvo por él. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, Pastor Ella. Yes. If you ask in this, if you ask in what you're writing, the Lord will do that. What you need to do is say, Lord, I am in your hands. And if you have, hallelujah, if something has made you go back, this is the time that you say, Lord, forgive me. Hallelujah. I come to your feet. You see, the best place that you can ever be is at the feet of Jesus Christ. The best place you can be is at the feet of Jesus Christ. And say, Lord, forgive me. The woman that was crying washed Jesus' feet. And with her hair, she, hallelujah, dried his feet. And with the anointment, hallelujah, that she had, the perfume, anointed the Lord's feet. With your tears, hallelujah, you can once again wash and, hallelujah, and anoint his feet with your worship. And say, Lord, forgive me. Hallelujah. I come before you. Hallelujah. And I give myself, my heart and my soul, as a gift. As a gift. I accept you as my personal Savior. Hallelujah. I need to be back at your feet. If you have done this, you can be sure that in heaven, your name once again, should be written in ink, not in ink, in the blood of Christ. Hallelujah. One soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is calling the world. I'll explain it to you later. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. In heavens now, there's a huge party because one of his daughters, one of his sons, accepted Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. This is what we are here to do. So, hallelujah, the world, hallelujah, this year that is fast ending, we, hallelujah, can say, Lord, as a gift, I give you my heart and my soul and my spirit to serve you. And the most highest place that we can be is at Jesus Christ's feet. En este año que se está terminando, ya lo que falta son casi dos semanas y se acaba 2017. Entramos en el año 2018 y antes que empiece el año 2018 es importante que tú puedas darle, aleluya, a Jesucristo tu corazón. Arrepentirte de todos tus pecados y dile al Señor, lávame con tu sangre. Limpia mi ropa como la nieve. Aleluya. And this year that is fast ending, you can say, Lord, wash my sins with your blood. And with the same blood, hallelujah, you can make, hallelujah, all my clothes white as snow. Hallelujah. The only one that can do this is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Santo, this is the time. So if you're listening to us,
Hallelujah. You can call us at 772-221-1100. Or you can text me, hallelujah, 706-414-5827. And if you don't have, you can go on Facebook right now. And you can lock us on as Pastor Edmundo and Gisela Rivera. And we'll be on Become Friends there. Or you can watch us live right now. And you can write us a message. And you can say, Pastor, I want to accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And if you don't have a church and you don't have a pastor that can guide you, that can help you, that can pray with you, that can teach you the Word of God, well, come visit us at the House of Refuge, and it's found at 770, hallelujah, Southwest 34th Street here in Palm City. Or you can go to Jensen Beach, a good friend of mine, Pastor Dave's church. Hallelujah, and one day he's going to say, you can say it on the radio, you don't have the address. Hallelujah. But every time I... we're going to have Pastor David's going to...
We use the space at Jensen Beach Christian Church, which is on Church Street.
So this is where your service is? What time and
it's
what day?
It's service at 12:30.
Hallelujah.
Every Sunday.
Sundays?
Sundays at 12:30.
Okay. So and everybody, this is where? In Jensen Beach?
In Jensen Beach.
Okay, so anybody who is in Jensen Beach right now and does not have a church of worship, does not have a pastor... Hallelujah. I am recommending you a very good man, knowledgeable of the Word of God, and he's going to continue saying more of it.
Well, I was just going to say that also the church, Jensen Beach Community Church, has been around, or Christian Church, has been around for a long time. They have a powerful ministry to the homeless.
Yeah.
And Pastor Guy Calvert there is a true man of God, and he's leading an incredible congregation. So. Yeah. You know, there's two congregations that meet there.
Yeah.
Well, I think they meet at 9:30.
One is for the homeless?
They have a ministry to the homeless.
Okay.
Some of those people go to the church, but there's a wide variety of people there. And it's worth checking out their service as well.
Okay.
Powerful stuff God is doing there.
So there are many doors open.
Oh, many, many doors
to
open.
To listen to the Word of God.
I think it's 1790 Church Street in Jensen Beach, something like that.
So all those who are listening today at Liberating the Oppressed, we have many churches, but there's a church that I know, the minister himself, and I can invite, you know, recommend this church as well. Again, I say if you live here in Palm City or nearby Palm City, you want to come visit us. We have a service that is in English and in Spanish. It's a unique thing, and we teach in English and in Spanish for all the children and all the congregation that's there. So if you want to be part of this church, hallelujah, we are a very small church at this time. We are growing little by little. So I invite you, si tú no tienes una iglesia o un pastor donde tú puedes congregarte y quieres escuchar la palabra en inglés y en español, pues nuestra iglesia se encuentra en 770 Southwest 34th Street in Palm City. Y es the Palm City Civic Center. Every Sunday at 6:30, empezamos hasta las 8. El servicio comienza a las 7, evangelístico. So we invite you to come and listen to the Word of God. Hallelujah. And if you are by tomorrow, you can get two meals. You can get the meal of Christ, and you can also get our food that we're gonna be there. We're going to celebrate a little Christmas gift. Hallelujah. So our doors are always open. Nuestras puertas siempre están abiertas. Te invitamos a nuestra iglesia. Now, if you find yourself, hallelujah, lost without a clue, hallelujah. The Bible says in John 3:18, he says, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Y en español, el que en él cree no es condenado, pero el que no cree ya ha sido condenado, porque no ha
creído en el nombre del unigénito Hijo de Dios. Wow. Wow. So it's already said. If you don't believe, you're already condemned. You can believe in whatever you want. The day you die, you find yourself in the presence of God. The Bible says every man shall die once, and then he shall go to, hallelujah, trial. He will go to the throne of God. And then you will, hallelujah, your life will be put up like a video. And God's going to say, you did this, you did this, you did this. And he's going to say, salvation was offered to you by my son Jesus Christ. You heard it over the radio. You heard it on the corner walking by, a street minister. You must have heard it somewhere. No one will have an excuse. No one will have an excuse. So we preach today to all. Jesus paid ransom for you by letting himself be crucified on the cross. So, hallelujah, we have an opportunity today. And I call for all those who are listening. We have about maybe 15 days left, and the year will be over. 2017 will be over. And everything you did in 2017 is already written down, including myself. I'm not the pretty boy in the presence of God. There aren't no pretty boys or pretty girls in the presence of God. We are all children before his presence. So I tell you, what excuse do you have when God calls you and you are in his presence? Oh, but I don't believe there's a God. Okay, in hell, there are a lot of people that used to say the same thing you did. Well, how do you know? Because the Bible says it. The Bible says it. Well, if you don't have no evidence, though, I'm going to continue to believe there's no God. But then that's okay. I'm going to continue preaching the word of Jesus Christ of salvation. And there will be a day that you will find yourself in front of the throne of God. And he's going to say, what happened? What happened through, hallelujah, the salvation that I gave you through my son, Jesus Christ? Llegará un día, hallelujah, a todos los que dicen no hay, no existe, hallelujah, un Dios, no hay un cielo. Y el Señor, un día tú vas a estar en la presencia de él y él te va a preguntar qué tú hiciste con la salvación en cual yo te ha dado. What did you do with the salvation that I gave you through my son, Jesus Christ? The Bible says that in that day that you have no excuse. The Bible says that you will grind your teeth and you will cry so hard. And God's going to say, apart from me, for I do not know you. Go. Into the pit of fire, into the lake of fire. You will be there with Satan and all his fallen angels. Hallelujah. And all those who used to say the same thing you used to say. There is no God. God does not exist. And you do not want to listen. So today I have to tell you this. If tonight the angel, hallelujah, of death comes knocking at your door, are you ready to part? Are you ready to be in Jesus' arms? Or are you going to be one of these who are always crying and saying, hallelujah, I say, God, forgive me, when already it's too late? The train is about to leave. The train is about to leave. And the conductor, which is Jesus Christ, is saying, all aboard, it's time to go. Are you ready to go on board? Do you have a ticket? Do you have a ticket? Has your ticket been purchased by the blood of Christ? Will you hear the trumpet? Will you hear that trumpet when the Father himself, hallelujah, will sound the trumpet And he says to his son, go and get the church, and the church shall be lifted. Are you going to be part of that church? Or are you going to find yourself in the 7 years of the tribulation? And you will find yourself with the Antichrist, and all that hell is going to be loose here on the earth. You decide. Oh, well, I'll leave myself to get my neck or my head chopped off. Well, then that's you. You can go on with your bad self. I'd rather go up to heaven. I'd rather be in Jesus' arms. While the world is going to go through turmoil, 7 years, I will be in a wedding in heaven with Jesus Christ for 7 years, receiving all the gifts that he has for me in his arms. So I invite you. We have 2 minutes left. Time has clicked really quick. I'm going home with my wife, take care of my wife and my children. And tonight I ask you, if the Lord, hallelujah, calls you to be in his presence, because you are not, you do not have a guarantee to wake up tomorrow morning. Nobody has a guarantee to wake up the next day. So I tell you, the only guarantee that I can give you is Jesus Christ. So I end this service, this word of God, hallelujah, as we began. We go back to Matthew 20, verse 28. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Como el Hijo del Hombre no vino para ser servido, sino para servir y para dar su vida en rescate por muchos. Y en otra Biblia dice, vine para dar mi vida por la salvación de muchos. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word, the word you have given me to preach tonight. I ask you that all who are listening, all that accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, that you, hallelujah, put their names in the book of life, hallelujah, and they can prepare themselves, hallelujah, hallelujah, help them lead, hallelujah, a holy life, help them lead a life according to your gospel, and lead them to a church, hallelujah, that can bless them, lead them to a church that can show them how to live a life according to your will. Lord, I thank you for everything in the name of Jesus Christ. Te doy gracias, Padre, por la bendición que tú nos has dado. Bendice a todos los que aceptaron a Jesucristo como su Salvador. Aleluya. En el nombre de Jesús te doy gracias. So, hallelujah, if you have made that prayer, be sure that your name is in the book of life. Again, I say, 770 Southwest 33rd Street in Palm City, House of Refuge, is found at the Palm City Civic Center tomorrow at 6:30. Bring your children, bring yourself, and listen to the Word of God, and have a meal with us tomorrow. In the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you all for listening. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you for listening to Liberating the Oppressed with Pastor Edmundo Rivera, pastor of the House of Refuge Church located at 770 Southwest 34th Street at Palm City Civic Center in Palm City, Florida. Our bilingual service times are Sundays at 5:30 p.m. for Bible class, and worship service starts at 6:30 p.m. For more information about our church, the number is 706-414-5827, or text messages to 772-307-1480. House of Refuge is waiting for you.
Gracias por escuchar el programa Libertando al Cautivo. Escúchanos cada sábado desde las 9 de la noche. Para más información, puedes llamarnos al 706-414-5827. Recuerda, te esperamos en Casa de Refugio. Más que tu casa, somos tu familia. Dios te bendiga.